for my reflection this morning that I will be sharing with you. Just focus on the gospel today. No? Ang daming bagay sa scriptures that God would like to teach us. And you look at the first reading, the second reading is so full pack of lessons, the very good lessons that we can learn from. But it's just a homily. And hindi tayo pwedeng magtagal sa homily. Okay? So, let's get right into the gospel. Etong gospel na to, I know many of you are familiar of this story. It is a story of the two disciples when, on that Easter day, when Christ resurrected. These two disciples were going to Emmaus, that is outside Jerusalem. That's 2 miles. Malayo yan. Okay? Dinalakad lang nila. And the first thing we have to observe, kung yung lahat ng bagay pumupunta doon sa Jerusalem, and if you notice, nandun yung action sa Jerusalem. That is where Christ was crucified. That is where the Holy Spirit is going to come on Pentecost. That is also where Christ resurrected. You know, lahat ng bagay nandun sa Jerusalem. The disciples were there. The early disciples, the believers in Christ, were there in Jerusalem. Pero itong dalawang disciple na to, instead of coming to Jerusalem, they were going away from Jerusalem. Lahat papunta sa Jerusalem, into that sacred city, where the action will be. Nandun ang simbahan. Nandun yung mga disciples. But itong dalawang disciples, they were walking away. They're going to Emmaus, that's 7 miles away. Now, first thing that I would like us to observe in the gospel today, these two disciples of Jesus were in the wrong way. At bakit kong ine-emphasize sa atin yan? Because they speak of us that sometimes we miss what God wants us to do. Lahat tayo ganyan. How many times in our life, instead of going in the direction where God wants us to go, we choose another path. You know, ang dami kong kakilala, sinasabi nila, alam ko, Bishop, pinag-work ako ni Lord sa church. But I have a family to take care of. I have this obligation. Sayang naman. And they don't. Pero sinabi nila, sinabi ng Diyos sa kanila. How many times in our life, we end up doing something which we know hindi naman yun ang pinapagawa ng Diyos sa atin. Many times in our lives, we end up in places where we know God did not call us to go there. Amen? So these two disciples, they were walking in the wrong way. And there is a reason for that because of what happened to them. When they were walking with Christ, they were disciples of Christ, there was so much hope in their lives. They believed that Jesus is going to be the Savior, the Messiah who will redeem Israel, who will bring back Israel into His glory days, you know? Yun ang iniisip nila. Kagaya din sa atin yan. Noong una natin nakilala ang Diyos, you know, I remember when I was working before, ang unang job ko, paglabas ko sa college, I worked for a bank. Nagtrabaho ko sa isang banko. And ang dami kong perang binibilang. You know, kami nagko-collect ng pera, yung kita ng SM City sa Iloilo. No? I was a pick-up teller. Yung pick-up teller, yung hindi na yung SM ang pumupunta sa banko. Yung teller mismo pupunta sa SM. Then kukuha ko ng mga pera nila, yung sales nila for the day, sako-sakong pera yan. You know, may mga cheque pa and everything. So one trip to SM, millions and I count them bago ko ilagay sa armored van. Binibilang ko yung pera, dapat tama. Kasi once nakuha na ng teller yan, hindi mo pwedeng ibalik at sabihin kulang. Okay, naka-CCTV yan habang nagbibilang ka. So, I was fresh from college. Kalalabas ko lang sa college. And suddenly, nakakita ko ng perang ganun kadami. I was so excited. Yun lang, habang matagal na, nagtatrabaho ko sa bank, I realized na yung perang binibilang ko hindi akin. Marami nga. But it's not mine. Bilang ka ng bilang ng pera, hindi naman sa'yo. Sa banko o sa SM yan. So I decided one day, sabi ko, hindi, gusto ko magbilang ng pera na pera ko talaga. Then I work for sales. At the time, there was this company na kinuha ako. Then I worked for them. Ayun, medyo malaki ang sahod ko. I earned more and I had commission. And I go to places, okay, at the company's expense. So, excited ako. And my dad would call me up. Sabi ng father ko, oh, nag-resign ka sa bangko? Bakit? Bakit? Mayaman na pamilyang may-ari ng bank na yan. And I would say, Dad, ayoko na ng Pilipino. Gusto ko, foreigner yung boss ko. So at that time, yung CEO namin was a German national, no? Came from Germany and the company that I worked for was a Swiss company. So talagang malaki. So sabi ng tatay ko, so anong boss mo ngayon? Sabi ko, yung boss ko German na. I work for a multinational company. Tuwang-tuwa yung tatay ko. Sabi, wow, galing, no? I was also elated because my dad was so proud of me. Then, fast forward, napunta ako sa simbahan. Came because of the circumstances of my life, I was brought to the church. And I met Bishop Dick. And nung nag-usap kami ni Bishop Dick, he introduced me to the Lord and everything. And I said, what will stop me from working for Jesus? You know, kung unang boss ko, Pilipino na mayaman, then nagkaroon ako ng boss na foreigner na mayaman, sabi ko, eto ngayon, yung boss ko, Diyos na. So siguradong yayaman talaga ako nito. And you know, si Bishop Dick, pag nakausap mo noon, you know, he talks of the blessings of God, he talks of prosperity, you know, yung faith and everything. I was really excited. And so when I resigned from my job, nalaman na naman ng tatay ko na nag-resign ako. So una, nung nalaman niya nag-resign ako, he was excited. Sabi niya, oh, ano naman yung boss mo ngayon? Amerikano na ba? Sabi ko, ay, sobra pa sa Amerikano. Sabi ko, Dad, yung boss ko ngayon, Diyos na. Nagalit yung tatay ko. Sabi niya, paano ka mabubuhay niya? He understand the life of a person who would serve God, you know? So, oh no, sabi ko, iba yan. Iba yung understanding mo. Ito, pag mag-serve ka kay Lord, you know, you'll own everything. The earth belongs to Him and He is going to give you the world. That's what I believed. Amen? And I was so excited. Until na nagtrabaho na ako, and you know, I had to face the reality of being the servant of the Lord. Yes, you own everything, but you have to give up everything also. Ganun din. The way to own everything is to just give up everything. And lalo na nung nawala yung bishop ko, when I were primate, passed away, parang gumuho yung mundo ko. Ano mangyayari sa akin? What will happen to me? You know? I understand that feeling when your hope is dashed to the ground. Wala ka ng pag-asa sa buhay. Alam ko yung feeling na yan. And you just somehow feel that you're going to just get out. Umalis ka na lang from where you are, just get out and go somewhere else. Ganitong nangyari sa dalawang disciples. There was promises. Ang daming promise in following Jesus. You know, they were promised to be given a kingdom. That was part of the promise, that they're going to receive a kingdom and that they are serving the king himself. All those things, they have all the promises, and they were so excited following the Lord, everything. Then one day, he was crucified on the cross. Tapos na ang kwento. And I understand why, instead of staying in Jerusalem, they choose to go away. You see, that's what happens when all hope is gone. Pag nawalan tayo ng pag-asa, kahit saan na lang tayo pupunta, okay na. Yung mga bagay na alam mong mali at hindi mo ginagawa, pag nawalan ka ng pag-asa, para ano pa? Gagawin mo na lang. It's the same disciples. They were in the wrong way, the wrong path. Then we know what happened. While they were walking in that wrong path, away from Jerusalem, going to Emmaus, suddenly the Lord appeared and walked with them. Amen. The Lord appeared and walked with them. You see, sometimes this is what I believed before. I have changed. I have changed in my life when I started walking with God, when I stayed, walked with the Lord. Dati, iniisip ko, kailangan gumawa ka ng magagandang bagay at mabuting bagay para mahalin ka ng Diyos. You know, that's what I believe. Be good boy. Huwag ka maging bad. Kasi pag good boy ka, mamahalin ka ng Diyos. And always do the right thing. Gawin mo palagi ang tama. Tahakin mo yung tamang landas palagi. Kasi pag tumataha ka sa tamang landas, sasamahan ka ng Diyos. Pag mali kang landas mo, pag mali yung path mo, nako, iiwan ka ng Diyos. That's what I believe. And so you try to be good. You try to be perfect. You try to walk in the right path. And it does not happen that way. We always miss it sometimes. But today, the good news, the gospel today teaches us that even if we find ourselves walking in the wrong path, the Lord still comes and He walks with you. That's the love of God. It's unconditional. Now I've learned in my life, I don't have to do things to make God love me. He loves me well enough already. And it changes everything in your life. Once maintindihan mo, mahal ka ng Diyos kahit wala ka pang ginagawa. Mabuti, masama, ang pagmamahal ng Diyos sa'yo ay hindi magbabago at hindi kukupas. It will not fade. He loves you as you are. And even if you're walking in the wrong way, He walks with you. Why would He do that? Because that is what love is. Sinasabi ni Pope Francis, love is about companionship. Sinasamahan mo. You know? I went to a basketball game because someone in the church is going to play. So, sinamahan ko. Alam ko naman matatalo. Dahil walang practice eh. I know they will lose. But I was still there supporting them even if I know they're going to lose the game. Why? What is important is that you accompany them. Sinamahan mo sila. Amen? How many times in your life sinasamahan mo yung kaibigan mo, magpapa-check up sa doktor, alam mo naman wala nang gamot. At alam mo naman hindi naman magagamot yung sakit niya, pero sinasamahan mo. Amen? You walk with them. That is what love is. You accompany the person. That's what Christ did. Even though they were walking in the wrong path, they were hopeless. Kung ano-ano mga pinagsasabi nila, Jesus was there. And the first thing that Jesus said to them, etong sabi ni Jesus sa kanila, what were you talking about? Ano bang pinag-uusapan nyo? You see, God is very, very interested in what you have to say. Kahit alam niya yung iniisip mo, interesado pa rin siya sa sasabihin mo. What were you talking about? And so they started sharing with him. Sabi niya, sino ka ba? Are you the only one in Jerusalem? Are you the only traveler in Jerusalem who did not know what's happening? You did not know what the things are happening in Jerusalem? And Jesus asked them, what things? You see? Diyan magaling ang Diyos eh. He always asks questions. To bring us closer to God, He gives us questions. Diba sinasabi ko palagi sa atin, bakit tinatanong tayo ng Diyos para mag-isip din tayo? Kasi minsan hindi tayo nag-iisip. He asks us questions so that we will go deeper into our mind and in our heart and begin to find the answer. What are you talking about? The things that is happening, ano ka ba? Hindi mo ba alam kung anong nangyayari? Sabi niya, what things? Oh, sabi ni Cleopas, one of the two. Cleopas. Siguro talagang matinding closeness ito kay Jesus si Cleopas. Why? Because his wife, yung asawa niya, was with Mary when Jesus was hanging on the cross. Nandun yung misis niya. The wife of Cleopas was there. So, etong mga tao na to, malapit to kay Jesus. But the thing is, when Jesus appeared to them, sabi nila, their eyes was not permitted to recognize Christ. Hindi nag-ibang mukha ni Lord, hindi nagbago ang sitwasyon, nagbago yung pagkatao niya. Yung mata nila cannot recognize Christ. Their eyes was prevented from recognizing Christ. So they cannot recognize Jesus. Even Cleopas, who must be very close to Christ, did not recognize Him. What things? Ano bang nangyayari? And Cleopas explained to them. Sabi niya, hindi mo ba alam? 3 days ago, this man, Jesus, he is a prophet, a great prophet, mighty in deed and mighty in word. Both before God and before men. Okay, tama ba yung sinabi niya? Was he correct in what he said? Jesus, a prophet, mighty in works, mighty in word, before God and before men. Then our chief priests and our leaders captured him and delivered him to be crucified on the cross. And sabi niya, ano pang dagdag dito sa kwento na to, may mga babae sa grupo namin na kinikwento nila nung pinuntahan niya yung libingan niya, they went to his tomb and they found the body's not there anymore. And even some of his disciples came there and they found out wala na yung katawan ni Kristo. They told him the right thing. Amen? You see, the first thing we have to realize that even if we're walking in the wrong way, mali yung landas natin, sasamahan at sasamahan ka ng Diyos. Amen? He will walk with you. He will love you still even if you are bad. Not only when you're good, but even if you're bad, God will continue to love you. He will continue to walk with you. But Jesus had no intention to wander around with them, nalalakad, naglalakad lang kahit saan sila pumunta, walang plano ang Diyos na ganyan. And so at that very crucial moment when Christ was asking them, because Christ was listening to them, naghahanap lang ng perfect moment si Lord that He will bring them in to Himself. You see, that's the beauty of God. He walks with you even if you're in the wrong path. But He He will not leave you in that wrong path. He will try, He will wait for that perfect moment where He will turn you around. We always say this, God loves us as we are. Amen? Amen? You don't have to do changes para mahalin ka ng Diyos. He loves you as you are, but God will not leave you as you are. Pag sinamahan ka ng Diyos, sigurado ako, babaguhin niya rin yung buhay mo. That's how He loves us. So He walks with them in the wrong path, yet He has no plan to walk with them and wander around. He was waiting for that moment. Nung kwento na nila, you know, ano nangyayari, anong mga bagay? Well, eto nangyayari. No? Umasa kami sa taong ito, akala namin siya na yung magtutubos sa amin, kukuha sa amin out of the poverty, galing sa kahirapan. It was this man who's going to help us, and he just died on us. Namatay lang siya, iniwan kami. And they were hopeless. Ito yung sinabi nila. Tanungin ko kayo, tama bang sinabi nila? Tama bang sinabi nila about Jesus? Yeah. He was a prophet, a mighty man of God, mighty in word and deed before God and before man. We thought him to be the Savior, the Messiah, but he was killed, he was captured, he was killed, and he is now rumored to be alive, risen from the dead. Is that a correct statement? It is. But why are they in the wrong path? Alam naman pala nila yan eh. And this is one of the questions we have to ask ourselves. Alam naman natin ang katotohanan eh. Tama naman yung kwento natin eh. Pero bakit yung iba, mali pa rin yung tinatahak na daan? May mga tao na nagsasabi palagi, you know, my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. They quote that. They even know where it is in the Bible. But they worry. Pagdating sa gabi, hindi makatulog. Paano kami mabuhay? Paano na lang yung pamilya ko? We worry. That is the wrong path. We know the story. We tell the story properly. But how come we continue to walk the wrong path? What's the problem? Etong sinabi ni Jesus sa kanila. When they tried to say this to Jesus, etong pasok ni Jesus sa kanila, oh, you foolish ones. You're foolish. Did not the prophet say, that the Messiah is going to suffer and is going to be killed, and on the third day, He will enter into His glory. He reminded them. Then, started with Moses, in-expound ni Jesus yung buong Old Testament to them, pointing to them that the Messiah is going to suffer. Nakatalana utaron. He's going to suffer, He's going to be crucified, and He's going to rise up into glory. Why we walk? We have the story right. We know what is true. How come we continue to walk in the right path? Why? Because even though we know the story, we don't have the meaning of the story. You have all the data correct. You have all the information from the Bible. You know, you can read your Bible and memorize the Bible. You get all the information you can from the Bible. You may have all the data that you need in the Bible, but if there is no meaning to it, you will keep on walking on the wrong path. My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Is that the correct verse? Huh? Yes. Is that the correct verse? Yes, it is. That is information God will provide. But how come we worry? How come we spend sleepless night worrying what will happen to us? Because we don't know the meaning of that scripture. We don't know. Hindi natin nakukuha yung pattern. You know, many years ago, may nagpadala ng picture sa akin. Pinadalan ako ng picture. When I showed it to my friends, yung picture na yon, tawa ng tawa lahat. Everybody was laughing. They were looking at the picture. Tawa sila ng tawa. Pero ako, nung tinitingnan ko yung picture, hindi ko maintindihan bakit tumatawa sila. I really don't get it. Hindi ko nakukuha. Why are they laughing at the picture? So lahat ng tao na pinakitaan ko ng picture na yan, tawa ng tawa, pagkakita sa picture, tawa sila sa picture. Ako hindi natatawa. Pero pareho kaming nakatingin sa picture na yan. Lahat ng images sa picture na yan, nakikita ko, nakikita nila. Pero bakit tumatawa sila? Ako hindi. Kasi hindi ko nakikita ang kahulugan. Bakit nakakatawa yan? I don't see. Everybody was laughing. And even the children, nung pinakita ko sa mga bata, ano ba to? Nung nakita nila, tawa ng tawa yung mga bata. Sabi ko, ano nakakatawa dito? I am looking at the same image. Walang kulang dun sa tinitingnan ko. Ang nakikita ko, nakikita nila. Ang nakikita nila, kita ko lahat. But I don't find it funny. Why? Because there is no pattern. Hindi ko nakikita yung pattern. Then finally, when somebody pointed out to me, sabi niya, eto, tingnan mo to ha. Eto, etong ginagawa ng picture na to. Tingnan mo yung sa likod niya. Tingnan mo. Nakita ko yan. Nung tinuro niya sa akin, now I get the pattern. Nakita ko yung pattern ng picture. And I started to laugh. Only when I saw the meaning, when I saw the pattern, that I begin to laugh, I begin to react on the picture. It's the same thing with the Holy Scriptures. We keep on reading and reading and reading the Scriptures. We memorize the Bible, but we don't see the pattern. Kaya walang dating sa atin. Some of our women went to the tomb at wala na yung katawan doon. So, hindi nila magets. Then finally, Christ talked with them. He started to open up the scripture. He started to break the scripture open to them. Starting from the book of Moses, Genesis, Exodus. He started, and through the prophets, the prophetic books, he started to point out that the Christ will suffer and die and will rise up into glory. So habang binabasa ni Jesus sa kanila yon, binabasa at ini-explain, something happened to them when Christ was talking to them. They felt that their hearts were burning. Nararamdaman nila na umaapo yung puso nila, pero hindi pa rin nila maintindihan. Okay? They still could not understand. But their hearts are now burning when Christ was, because I believe they're now beginning to see the pattern. When Jesus was explaining to them the scriptures, they're now beginning to see the pattern. Nakukuha na nila yung kahulugan. Their hearts were already burning. And so when they arrived at Emmaus, pagdating nila dun sa lugar na kung saan sila pupunta, they were able to invite Jesus to join them for dinner. Even if they don't understand, their hearts became warm enough to welcome Him. You see, pag may kasama kang stranger, hindi mo yan ini-invite na kumain kasama mo. You don't invite strangers to dine with you. Especially people you met on the road only, hindi mo kilala. Dadalhin mo sa bahay mo, papakainin mo. It's seldom people will do that. But how come these two disciples invited Jesus to come in? Because they're now beginning to see a pattern. Even though they don't fully understand, there was something in their heart that opened up to invite Christ to come in. Amen? And so pumasok si Jesus doon, and when they were there, right in front of them, the Eucharistic action was done by Christ. He took the bread and He broke the bread. That's the Eucharistic action. On the night He was betrayed, He took the bread. That's very fresh in their mind. Kaya nung sabi doon, when He broke the bread in front of them, then their eyes were opened and they finally saw Jesus. He is the stranger who walked with them. They recognize Him. Amen? That's why it is important for us to come every Sunday. You know, I know you read your Bible at home. I know you study the scriptures at home. I know nagbabasa ka ng Bible, nagme-meditate ka. Yeah, it can warm your heart. It can prepare your heart. It can open up your heart to love. It can open up your heart to be charitable and hospitable to anybody. It can open your heart to reach out to others. But it is in the sacrament of the Eucharist that finally we see. Amen? It is in the sacrament, it is in the Eucharist that we can see. Paano ko masasabi na nasa Eucharist makikita natin? Kasi diyan nagbabago ang buhay natin. That's where we change. You may not really see Him physically, but believe me, when you come for the Eucharist, you would experience something in your life. Maybe it's not a feeling. Minsan nagsisimba tayo, wala naman tayong feeling of may na-feel ako. Wala. But you keep on coming back. You keep on coming back for the Eucharist. You keep on coming back because there is something that you are now perceiving. What is that you are perceiving? You are now perceiving the love of God coming down through His divine mercy upon us. Yun ang nararamdaman mo. Yun ang nakikita mo. Yun ang nai-experience mo. The love of God for you coming down to you in His divine mercy. Yan, yan. Mararamdaman mo yung awa ng Diyos sa'yo. Hindi galit. Hindi galit. Kaya, lahat tayo sa simbahan, alam natin to. Alam natin to. Yung mga workers sa church, alam nyo to. Hindi talaga maganda yung pag may nakaharap tayong tao, ganyan ka agad ikaw. It's not good to wag your finger in judgment of others. It doesn't work. Gusto kong baguhin tong tao na to. Alam mo, masama ka. You see, Jesus, when He appeared to the disciples, He did not judge them. He walked with them. Tayo, pag yung tao na nakausap natin hindi agree sa atin, we walk away from them. We just want to be with people who agree with us. Kaya nga, wala tayong evangelism eh. Naghahanap ka rin ng kapwang Kristiyano na kakaintindi sa'yo. Yun lang kakausapin mo. Why don't you walk with people outside who so different from you? Start with listening, not talking. You start to listen first. What are you talking about? Find out what they're talking about. They're talking about this. They're talking about that. Politics, corruption, lahat ng kwento. Ayaw natin makinig dyan. Ang gusto natin, Bible lang palagi. How can you bring them if you don't go out to them and listen to them and be interested with what they're saying? Amen? Amen? You know, I spend the afternoon studying, pero pagdating ng alas 4, masakit na yung ulo ko. It's already hurting. Hindi ko na kayang magbasa. So what I do, I go out. Nag-walking ako. And the first person I see outside, I talk with them. And I always start with, anong ginagawa mo? Adaya man na, sir, gakuan man ako karahi. Inakidan ko man na rahi, gapanaw ako. Now we start to talk. And some of them have very bad stories. Pangit talaga yung kwento nila. May nakausap ako na nandun daw siya, mamamasyal siya sa bahay ng kabit niya. Kasi hindi daw siya maintindihan ng asawa niya. Hindi ako maintindihan ng asawa ko. Dapat sport lang. Anong klaseng sport? Pag narinig natin yan, sarado na yung isip natin, di ba? Ayaw mo na makinig, aalis ka na. But I have to know. So I ask him, why does he do it? And he explains. Amen? You have to go out of your comfort zone. Go out and reach out to people and talk with them. You will never know how much they need Jesus until you listen to them. Hindi mo talaga malalaman kung gaano na nila kailangan ng Diyos sa buhay nila. Until you listen to them. That's what Christ did. Then wait for that opportunity. Antayin mo, wag mo madaliin. Wait for that moment when they started to open up that you bring the topic of Jesus to them. That's what Christ did to them. And so, when Jesus broke the bread, they saw Him as He is, they kilala na nila siya. Then, sabi dun sa Bible, He vanished, nawala siya. He just disappeared. And this is the question I ask many times. You know, tinanong ko na rin si Primate dito, bakit nawala si Jesus? Diba? Nag-break ng bread siya, nakilala na siya. Nung nakilala na siya ng disciples, bigla siyang nawala. Bakit siya nawala? I had a very good explanation from Bishop Ricardo. Ito yung explanation niya. Kasi hindi mo na siya kailangan makita. Kasi nandun ka na sa Eucharist. Okay, tama naman, di ba? Pag nag-Eucharist tayo and you come there by faith, you don't need to see the form of Jesus, kung anong itsura niya. When you come to the Eucharist by faith, that's it. It's the Lord, His body and blood. That's really the real presence of Christ. That's what Bishop Ricardo told me. And I believe that. And I believe it's true. But one time, I kept on asking the question kasi hindi ba satisfied yung puso ko sa tanong na yan. Bakit nawala bigla si Jesus nung nag-break ng bread? Nakilala na siya and then he vanished. He disappeared. And this is what I've reflected on in my life so far. He vanished from their sight because now He vanished into the mission of the church. You want to find Him again? You want to see Him again? Go into mission. Mag-mission tayo. Because right after they saw Him, when Jesus vanished, you know what happened to the two disciples? At that moment, they decided to go back to Jerusalem. Nagbago ang landas nila. Instead of moving away from Jerusalem, they now went back to Jerusalem. Hindi sila nag-antay ng umaga. They know the dangers of the night. Alam nila, madilim na yon. Pagod na sila. But did they not waste any time? When God calls you, respond immediately kasi pag pinadelay mo yan, hindi na matutuloy yan. At that night, when they're tired, they're supposed to rest, they stood up and they went back. They did not consider the dangers of the way. Yung dadaan na nilang delikado ng mga lugar, hindi na nila inisip yun. At hindi rin nila inisip na pagdating nila sa Jerusalem, the apostles and the disciples are hunted down. Anong mangyayari sa amin pag bumalik kami doon? Pinatay na nga yung leader namin, kami sunod. What will happen to us if we go back? They did not think about those things. The moment they saw Jesus, they left and they find themselves in the right path. They went back to Jerusalem, and they went back to the church where it is gathering together. And when they found the church, they found their mission. Naintindihan nila yung mission nila. And when they found their mission, they found themselves. You see, our identity is lost if we don't have the mission. Because the church derives its identity from its mission. Diba? Sabi ko sa atin, pag hindi tayo naging missional, hindi tayo simbahan. We are not the church if we don't go into mission. Amen? So, the story is about these things. It's about bringing us back into mission. Bumalik tayo sa mission. That's the only time we find our identity. And in your life, sa buhay ninyo, sa buhay ko, try to walk with people who is moving away from the church. People who are not in church, try to walk with them. Samahan nyo sila. Walk with them and you listen to them. Find out what they are talking about. Because they will encounter Jesus also through you. When you start walking with people in the wrong way, they will find Christ because you are His feet, you are His hand, you are His mouth. The body of Christ, the church, tayo ang kamay ni Kristo, tayo ang paa niya, tayo yung bibig niya. And when we walk with others who are in the wrong path, you walk with them, you listen to them, they will experience Christ in the way because of you. Amen? This is something we need to consider. Easter is not just about hallelujah, Christ is risen. It's about the new life that we have in Christ. A new life with a new mission. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng Easter. It's about not being perfect in the way, but being able to recognize the presence of God. You know, many times in our life, mali ang ginagawa natin. Mali yung daan natin. Pero nandyan si Kristo, hindi lang natin nakikilala. You know, when I was starting in my Christian life, nag-uumpisa pala ako sa Christian life ko, I was walking, my bishop would always be behind me, yung parang binabantayan ka. And there were times I was so angry, I was so mad, because lahat ng kilos ko binabantayan niya, you know. I did not know that it was Jesus with me. I was walking in the wrong path. Mali ang landas ko, and there is someone who kept on walking with me and nagging me, telling me. I did not know it was Christ. Yesterday, I was taking a nap. I had a dream. I woke up. Sa dream ko, may kumantok sa pinto ko. Pumasok si Bishop Ricardo. Ang sabi niya sa akin, saan ang sapatos ko? Ang iniisip ko, malay ko ba, ba't hanapin mo sa akin yung sapatos ko? Sabi niya, saan yung sapatos ko? Where's my shoe? So, I don't know. Then he went out of the room. Paglabas doon, may nakita kong kausap niyang pare, Bombay. Ba't may Bombay siyang kausap? Tapos dinitingnan ko lang siya. Tapos mamaya yung pare lumapit sa akin. Sabi ng pare sa akin, sabi niya, I'm leaving. Naka-clerics na siya. Aalis na ako. Dala niya mga bag. So sabi niya sa akin, good luck. Good luck. And tinanong ko siya, what's your name? Sinabi siyang pangalan. Nakakatawa yung pangalan niya, Bombay. Sabi ko, where's Bishop Ricardo? Sabi niya, he's somewhere. Hinahanap ko siya. Hindi ko na siya makita. Then nakita ko yung sapatos niya nandun sa kama ko. Sabi ko, ito yung sapatos niya. ba't nandito to? So I woke up with a dream, hawak-hawak ko yung sapatos niya. I have a dream with him. Then, eto yung pinag-aaralan ko. That in my life, I have been walking in the wrong way many times. Mali ang landas ko, mali ang mga ginagawa ko. Pero ang Diyos kasama ko palagi, sinasamahan ako. And I did not recognize Him in the person of my bishop. Galit na galit ako pag pinagsasabihan, pag kinokorek, pag dinidisiplina, I'm so angry. But it was Christ Himself walking in. In your life, I pray that you would experience this story of the road to Emmaus. And you would find Christ in your journey. Ito lang naman yung mensahe niyan. Huwag kang magtakot. Minsan nagkakamali tayo. Minsan iba na ang takbo ng buhay natin. Huwag kang matakot. Hindi ka hahayaan ng Diyos. Mahal ka pa rin ng Diyos. He loves you so much. He's going to walk with you. And He's waiting for that perfect moment where He will intervene and He will bring you back. Amen? Ibabalik ka niya. Don't give up. Hold on to Him. Don't forget to read the Bible. Don't forget to meditate on scriptures because it will warm your heart. It will prepare your heart. And number three, don't forget to come to church every Sunday for the Holy Eucharist. Because who knows, one day when the bread is broken, you will see Him. And number four, pagkatapos ng misa, sasabihin ng deacon, you go into the world. After the Eucharist, go into mission. Bring the presence of Christ to someone you know. Walk with others, others who are walking away from the church, others who are walking in the wrong path. Huwag kayong matakot, samahan din sila. Kausapin nyo, kaibiganin nyo, and talk with them. You know, may kinakausap ako sa Facebook, sa Messenger, nagme-message sa akin. Noong una, binabash niya ako. No? Alala, bashing. Hindi niya nagugustuhan yung tinuturo ko. Ngayon, nag-uusap kami, and I listened to him. I asked him questions and everything. Now we're talking like friends. Nag-uusap kami para kami magkaibigan na. Ilang buwan pa lang, binabash niya ako. Binabastos niya ako. Pero ngayon, parang magkaibigan kami. And the last time we talked, sabi niya, I might come and visit your church. So sabi ko, yeah, i-text mo ako so I can prepare merienda for you. So sabi ko, ipapamerienda kita. I talked, you listen, until they come. Amen?